More in detail, we look at the developmental sequence of grammatical morphemes. Many different studies seem to indicate the same kind of findings. Stephen Krashen summarized some of these in a diagram on page 85, where he presents the developmental sequence, so it was more likely that learners would be more accurate at 1 and 2 in the slide below, the present participle ing, plural s, definite and indefinite articles, than those which are further down, the irregular past tense and the third person singular s. So, although developmental sequences, it was more likely that there'd be more accuracy in numbers 1 and 2 rather than numbers 3 and 4.